I think of how your love has rescued me. On the lonely cross, you died to set me free. All right, we are getting close to that point I was telling you about. You know, Abraham, being a man who was tested by God, he was growing in his walk. He was growing in his relationship with God. I mean, really, really growing. And of course, we see here that he was tested. He had to make a decision as to whether or not to trust God to protect him, to keep him from harm that he assumed could come upon him, would come upon him. Or would he just conclude that God would not keep him safe if people knew the truth that Sarah was his wife, and thereby come up with a plan of his own apart from God's counsel as to how he would be kept safe? Abraham really and truly didn't pass that test. But you know what? There's not a single human being on this earth who has passed every test, with the exception of the human being who is also God, divine being. The one person who is human being and divine being, the God-man, the Lord Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, Yeshua. He's the only one who passed every test with excellence. So it's, as we look at Abraham's journey, we're looking at the real journey. This is real talk about real relationships, how we relate to ourselves, how we relate to our family, how we relate to others throughout society, how we're relating to God. Real talk about real relationships. In this case, Abraham didn't trust God to keep him safe. And so he came up with a way to keep himself safe. And of course, there was no guarantee that his plan was going to keep him safe, but that's what he had concluded. My plan will keep me safe. We'll both simply say, you're my sister. That was one test. There were a number of other tests that Abraham had that he passed. Do you remember when he learned that his nephew Lot had been taken captive? Lot and all who were his had been taken captive by those kings when they went to Sodom and started conquering. That was a test for Abram, to go back and get his nephew and bring him and all his back alive and well, knowing that he was going to have to take them, fight those same kings who had just finished winning the war, which is the reason they were able to take Lot in the first place. That was a test. He passed it. He had never been to Canaan when God said, leave your father's household, leave your land and go to a land that I will show you. And you go into the New Testament, you find out in Hebrews that Abraham didn't even know where God was going to be taking him, but he followed God anyway. He passed that test. So many tests that Abraham would have, especially the supreme test. Yes, the supreme test that is coming up in chapter 22. We're not there yet, but we're close. We're much, much closer. We're in chapter 21 of Genesis now. And again, I'm reading from the New International Version, the NIV, beginning at verse 1. Genesis chapter 21, verse 1. You remember, the Lord had told Abraham and Sarah just before he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah that at this time next year, I will return, and Sarah will have a son. And that was the appointed time. I just want to remind you very briefly, don't think that when it comes to every type of situation we can find ourselves in, especially when it comes to times of testing and trial and tribulation, even times of punishment, we don't dictate the times. God determines those times. And we have to make sure that while we're waiting, we're developing. While we're waiting, we're growing. While we're waiting, we're improving. While we're waiting, we're getting better. at being the people God has created us and called us to be in every area of our lives. So God had told him, at this time, the appointed time, this time next year, I will return. And Sarah will have her son. So now we're in chapter 21. Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age at the very time God had promised him. And you caught that emphasis, at the very time God had promised him. God knew from the very beginning when that son was going to be born. The son who would come from the bodies, plural, of Abraham and Sarah. Not from the body of Abraham and another woman. Not from the body of Sarah and another man. But the son who would come from the bodies of this married couple. This man who would be the father of nations and this woman who would be the mother of nations. This married couple. God's couple. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age. Notice this, ladies and gentlemen, that God says, God's written word says, Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age at the very time God had promised. A lot of people would teach us to and try to train us to say, oh, well, yeah, I have that baby now. I have that baby now. I'm pregnant now. I'm pregnant now. I'm pregnant now. But that's not the way the Bible talks. So that's not the way God talks. God talks the way his written word talks. And God did not say Sarah became pregnant when God promised the child. The Bible says Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age at the very time God had promised him. What was the very time God had promised him? 25 years after God had made the promise. God said the year prior, at this time next year, at this time, this appointed time next year. That's when the Bible says Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age. Not 25 years prior, not 24 years prior, not 23 years prior, not 21 years prior, not 7 years prior, at that very year. She became pregnant and bore Abraham a son. I just want us to be encouraged to really study how God talks so that when we are exercising our faith, we talk the way God talks, because that's what makes our thinking and our speaking right, accurate, correct. Abraham gave the name Isaac to his son, to the son Sarah bore him. Isn't it interesting that the Bible says it's not just that Sarah had a child. She did have a child. We know that for certain. But notice the Bible says Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham. Abraham gave the name Isaac to the son Sarah bore him. Of all the gifts that Sarah could possibly have given to Abraham, maybe a surprise steer, a prize steer. You know, you remember Abraham had a lot of cattle, a lot of flocks, a prize steer. Maybe she could have given him something that would be a special tent just for the two of them, for her and her husband. A special tent, special made. Out of all the gifts that Sarah could have given to her husband, the greatest gift was a son from her body. Not a son from Hagar's body, a son from her body. A son who would continue her husband's name, her husband's line. And especially in this case, who would also be in that line that was one day be responsible for birthing into the earth the Messiah, the Savior. She bore that son to her husband.